How many times has God actually said to me, you're having a hard time believing what I'm saying here because the pressure is upon you? How about bypassing all of that and remembering who I am to you and what we have had together, and then rest, because you know me. Just the other day, I did my very best to feel as bad as I possibly could. Every now and then I hear about someone just doing something so stupid and so wrong and ungodly, and I don't know who or what you think I am, but I know every one of my sheep, even though I'm 1,200 miles away, and I care about every one of them and every dumb decision some of them have made. And I heard about a dumb decision one of them had made, and it broke my heart, and I just crawled into my room that night saying, I don't know if I'll even live through this night with the sorrow of it all. By the next morning, when I got up very early, I still felt the same way because nothing had changed. And I just said, oh God. And he said, you know, I want to bless you and console you. I don't want it, because I know you're going to say something wonderful out of the word, and I don't want to hear anything wonderful out of the word right now, because I've got a book full of wonderful things. I know them already. So he said, I'm not going to do that. And so he let me stew for a while, sitting on my bed with the door shut. And then he put something in my mind. I didn't ask him to, and I didn't hear click, click, something's coming into my mind. But I began to remember God and me. I began to remember God and me for the last 40 years and what he means to me. You know, folks can give you a hard enough time to where you doubt what God means to you, because they've said this and said that, and surely such a human being doesn't give a hoot and nanny about anybody, let alone God. And it began to fill me with the remembrance of what he and I have. And I sat there and glowed like some guy put a light on in a dark place and laughed my head off and thought, man, Lord, we've had it together for 40 years here, and I just can't deny it. I can deny 1,000 things right now, but I cannot deny that. And I wrote something down I shouldn't really read to you, because it was between God and me, just because I wanted to remember it. I wrote this down. My heart tells me we are in love. I am full of you, us, we. Be exalted, O God of my salvation. Be exalted in all things. What? It was actually a funny thing, because it's sort of secondhand and worthless now. But I very rarely go through what I went through then in the presence, remembrance of God and me. I mean, it was just like I took a pill. And he said, after that, he said, put faith in us and leave the rest alone. And you know, the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. If you've been saved for a week and a half, if you've been born again for a week and a half, you've got a week and a half of what God's done in your heart. You've been saved for 40 years, you've got 40 years of what God's done in your heart. Now it's 40 and a half of what God's done in your heart. And if you just stop to think about it a little bit, you go, my goodness, Lord, how we have sung together, how we have laughed together, how we've received revelation together, how we have jumped up and down and gotten excited together, how we've seen you do things that are miraculous together. What a beautiful thing! Amen. That is no relationship with a stranger. That is a personal relationship. And he speaks here of a grace to stand in, because of the love of God shed abroad in your heart. A faith born of love. And doesn't the scripture say faith works by love? Well, then let me ask you, what love relationship do you have with God to build your faith and confidence in right now, that you might find hope to stand in a grace you've never stood in before? Because love won't let you deny the abundance of grace towards you through Christ. If there's no love there, be born again, and you'll find some. You'll find some. when Paul said, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." He was talking about a personal love relationship with God, that he'd walked with God, and he knew God in many times. Look, it wasn't just at the end of his life. He said, "Well, I'm going to try standing in grace, because I'm going to die tomorrow anyway, and I really need some help. This is a bad night. Please, you might as well just get depressed and get beheaded. It's too late. The horse is gone out of the stable door. Shutting the door, leave it open." But I'll tell you what. Like young King David, who slew Goliath, it was nothing new to him. He'd brought down a bear, he'd brought down a lion, and if he'd done that, you know, he'd done snakes and all kinds of things. He had experience with God and the love of God and the provision of God, and therefore he had a grace to stand in that took faith. When Paul said, "I've fought a good fight, I've kept the faith," he was talking about standing in a grace because of the love of God in your heart, because you were born again and you know God, that enabled him to walk boldly with dignity and self-respect and confidence to that axeman and say, "I forgive you for this act." You can be in paradise too. Because the moment that thing comes down, I shall be absent from the body and present with the Lord. And I'm excited about it because I've had enough of this anyway. And look how the wind is blowing and the clouds. We're going to have bad weather tonight anyway. And I won't be here.